Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction? Devin Tilley here. And are you ready to get pumped up with me? Because we get to have back Tom Reber all the way back from show 85, where we released November 9th of 2017. This guy, I get pumped up on my own, but you bring the contractor fight in with Tom Reber and motor hard, watch out, Art of Construction tribe. The message we're going to convey to you today is about how you should look into and join the contractor fight and what that's all about and all the cool stuff Tom has going on. And how does this benefit is Tom truly is going to add value to your contracting business. And he has so many different tools out there. Get involved and find a way to break through your ceilings, what we're going to talk about today. I looked in, I was doing the research, and I'm going to start it this way and we're going to dive in. There's always a way through. No matter what you're facing, open your eyes, see the path, and take action. Here we go, lock and load tribe. We're going to have as much fun as possible. And from my perspective, we're going to learn about the contractor fight. He's got a new book, a new show, and we're going to build from all the way back of November 9th of 2017, when he was so gracious to come. If you go back to many podcasts where I have many cool stuff happening as well, and he came together and helped launch one of our locations in Grand Junction, Colorado, called Junction Station. You can go back and check that out, where he was my co-host on some fun podcasts. Tom Reber, the HGTV host, business coach of the host of The Contractor Fight, and the podcast and founder of We Live Unafraid. Here we go. What's your favorite beverage, Tom?
What's up, man? You know, it is Vitamin Water Zero, the lemon flavor. That is my favorite beverage, believe it or not. And followed closely by a good tequila. So
there we go. Now we're talking. And what is the favorite place you've traveled?
Oh man, I've been all around the world, but I'll tell you what, the probably one of my favorite places of all time was the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Cabo San Lucas. My queen and I were there this past January for an amazing week.
Oh, cool. Give us one story from that.
We had one hell of a $400 shot of tequila. How's that, man?
it all ties together, right?
It does, man. And we sip that thing. I don't do shots. I sip tequila. But anyway, yeah.
Attaboy. You know, we had a riot. What do you like to do outside of the art of construction?
We also swam with whale sharks. Ooh, if you've never done that, you got to do that, man. It's pretty crazy. It's like a big school bus next to you in the water. So favorite hobby, you said, outside of the construction arena, man, you know, up until a couple of years ago, I was a high school football coach for 17 years and I stepped out to continue to grow the business and stuff. But, you know, I spend a lot of time supporting my fiance Lee. We call her the queen. She's one of the best hunter jumper horse trainers there is around. And so I spent a lot of time helping her, you know, do the things she's got to do to support her clients and things like that.
Super cool, man. And it was, I think we both said, wow, when we were doing our pre-interview and just kind of talking through and going down memory lane to say, I just want to tell the Art of Construction tribe that if you go back to show 85 titled How to Make Your Contracting Business Successful, It was such a cool time in my life where I was trying so many new things. And I basically just, you know, Tom and I were discussing, I said, Tom, I really would like you to be part of this big risk I'm taking of opening this whole new facility. And, you know, last night internally to my team, and we'll talk about this stuff upcoming, is that, you know, the days are long and the years are so fast sometimes. Right. And last night we announced internally that we're transitioning at this location that my stepfather that raised me, and there's been many stories about that, of where we figure out like what really helps us break through the ceiling. And we announced where my younger brother is taking over that location that I vividly remember this picture of, you know, you walking into this place with my parents and like so much internal mm-hmm. passion to try to talk about externally how we can build different processes. And we went into those podcasts and people that were unafraid or very mm-hmm. afraid, all coming together to try different things. And then we had such a fun night. And I remember having a cigar outside because the mm-hmm. our previous location, we sold to a cigar company and they came there.
That's right,
and all
man.
Of us at the end of it was just like, when you let your guard down around the fire and have as much fun as possible. Yeah. So I just want to start off by saying thank you so much for what you do for the contracting industry and people like myself. And then as the Go-Giver philosophy, I want to talk through, because holy smokes, from that time, how much stuff you got going on, and we're only as good as our teams, right? But yeah. I want to start off by saying, yeah. if you didn't listen to show 85, what is your story that led you to starting and leading the contracting fight?
Yeah, man. Well, I think back to that grand opening you had down there at Junction Station. That was a riot, man. I had a blast. That was actually my first time ever to Grand Junction as well, which was cool. And I made the drive out there, and it was cool to hang with you and meet your team and all your people. And what a classy place it is, man. So the contractor fight was born out of my desire. You know, I built, sold painting company outside of Chicago many years ago, started coaching home improvement contractors. And then in 2017, I think it was June of 2017, roughly, I rebranded everything into the contractor fight, because I just, you know how it is with a business, you know, you learn and certain things resonate with you. And what I found is I really needed a cause for contractors to rally around. And what we found was, sadly, we live in an environment the past several decades, personally, I believe, is, you know, where people don't respect the trades as much as they should. And the average home improvement contractor is working their tail off and they're making tons of sacrifices. And sadly, they don't have a lot to show for it at the end of their career. And so we started the contractor fight with the goal of just bringing respect and dignity back to the trades. And our strategy, you know, we do workshops and events and coaching and all this stuff. I have a big team of coaches and stuff that are kicking total, you know, tail with everybody here. But it started with just creating content. It was our podcast, which, you know, and then our Contractor Fight TV on YouTube. And one of the things I'm most proud to say is that we produced and continue to produce more free, helpful, relevant content to home improvement contractors on leadership, sales, everything, you name it, numbers, than anybody on planet Earth. And we always tell people, man, you want to get better and learn how to run a better business, be a better leader, go consume our stuff. It's free. It's all out there. And if you want to move faster, then you pay us, you know, so you join one of our programs, you'll move faster.
But and that's an important comment right there, yeah. right? Like, and I raise my hand, Tribe, and say, you can't do everything, right? But if I could go back in time, I think, you know, it's called unpaid consulting. And Tom, you and I both are in these different veins. So we've been helping each other more from the host point of view.
Yep.
But we have to raise our hand and say, we all have to get the right coaching and have the right coaches and who's coaching who mm-hmm. at different levels. And stuff to break through the business is not free. Whether it's time or money, right. You got to figure out that balance, right? And that's what's been really fun watching your platform of you're getting the right internal coaches to then go coach externally and balance, because you can't just give everything for free. It costs a lot of time right. and money to make all the really amazing stuff that you're doing, right?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it's I just, you know, my team and I, we didn't want there to be any excuse for somebody to not be able to get the help they needed, right? And what's funny is I wish I had it in front of me, but at our latest event, I put something up on the screen. This guy was like, my business went to from like 300 grand to 1.4 in less than a year, just from consuming your YouTube stuff. And he's like, thank you. And this and that. And then now he's reached out and now he's part of our leadership program and things like that. You know, so one of our values in the fight, one of our core values, non-negotiable values, we call them NNVs, is we play the long game here. That's why we produce the content we do, because we understand that, you know, not everyone's ready when we want them to be ready, right? And so we just know that if we play the long game and build good relationships and be relevant and helpful to people, help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. So
yeah, that's fascinating. Kind of one of our, can you expand to me a little when you say ready? What is if I'm one of the fighters? You call them fighters. Yeah. Art of Construction calls them warriors. It's all the same thing coming together, right? What would you say if I'm listening to this to say I'm getting no coaching or the coaching I'm getting is not working? What is ready to you?
Well, there's an old proverb or something that says when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And let me back up. The contractor fight, the name comes from winning the fight between our ears. Okay. That's what the contractor fight is. It's not picking a fight with a contractor. And so it's really about when you can win the war in your mind, in your mindset, and you're tired of stealing from your family, tired of underachieving and things like that, then you're going to be ready to actually take some action. A lot of times we, you know, when our pain isn't great enough, we don't take action. And so ready can mean anything from a mindset thing where they're just not ready to commit fully on themselves and take a chance on themselves. It could mean they're not in a financial position to be able to work with a coach, and whether it's us or somebody else. But I know that for me, many, many years ago, there was a time that I couldn't afford coaching, but I knew I needed it. I knew I needed mentoring. And so that's where I got into podcasts. So they were free, and I would read books because they were free, and I implemented some things. And then at some point I became ready to hire my first coach. So, you know, it's, I think one of the things we do really well is we understand that, you know, we're just going to keep banging out great stuff for people. And when somebody wants help, they're going to tap us on the shoulder and we're going to help them.
And then you do things that, like, what I love of what you do is you really help people look themselves in the mirror. And one of my favorite things that you've done, and I raised my hand and I've done it in the contractor fight. It's free to join if you do this one thing that I love what you do. And it's called owning your shit.
Yeah.
Or own your crap.
Yep.
Own your crap. Right. And so you have to really do it. And you guys put a lot of effort into that. And if people don't do that, that's step one. When I ask, if you know that you're ready to get help, you have to tell yourself, I want help. Mm. And you have to be real about it, not sidestep. The only way through around it is through it, right?
Yeah. We encourage people. Listen, there's no progress without truth. Dan Sullivan, old time business coach, who you've heard of, I'm sure, great guy. He, you know, that's where I first heard that phrase many years ago. There's no progress without truth. And that's kind of where the own your crap thing comes from, that we don't want to work with you if you can't be honest about where you're at and why you're there. And this is more than like, I'm just not good at marketing. Okay. That's okay. Let's go deeper than that. Why are you not good at marketing? Why do your numbers suck in your business? Okay. I'm undisciplined and I'm not committed to it. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. That's your crap. For me, my crap for many years was, that I carried around for literally decades. I'm 52 now. I carried around for decades was that I was stupid. I rode the short bus for 2 years in grade school. I was in special ed and I carried that baggage with me. I didn't do good in school. I wouldn't put myself in situations where I would be intellectually challenged. I wouldn't share my true, honest thoughts and opinions because I didn't trust myself to be smart. And that was my crap that was really holding me back. And we all have something. Every one of us has something that's in the way of us being more successful.
Yeah. And you put it out there, so I'll do the same. It was for me, one of the mentors when I bought my location in Denver, and, he was one of my mentors and he said, Devin, I'm going to give you a life. Do you want a life lesson that I think would really help you? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, you're dressed and you're showing that you're kind of a warehouse guy. Mm. I'm like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, dude, Devin, if you show what you're saying and your passions, and he taught me to elevate yourself to be as good or better in the competition of how dress to impress. Like, so now I wear a sport coat when I go out and Tribe. That stuff is serious shit of like, what in your mindset, what do you want to get out of life and live a full life perspective? And that's what we coach to our warriors of saying, like, what you want to be, what do you want to get out of life? Then you got to be it. Don't pretend, like, own it. Right. And for me, that was the game changer. Like, as little as that was, is like, instead of wearing what I wore to up the ante, it like changed my whole mindset and like, shit, I can do this. And then coaches Tom helped me get on stage and say, Devin, if you really want to do that, then you actually have to do it. You can't just sit behind the mic all day. Right.
Yeah. What you were doing is you were amping up your mojo, right? You were pouring some fuel on that mojo. It's funny. We'll talk about the show later, but we were filming the show. They'd fly me out to California. And I would, they had in their budget a rental car for me. And let's be honest, first year show, no big budgets, things like that. They would always rent some little piece of crap, cheap little thing. Right. And I drive a really nice truck and a BMW at home and stuff like that. And so I called the network and I said, here's the deal. You put in whatever you're going to put in, but I'm getting a Tahoe and all that shit when I go out there, because when I'm driving around in something, it was jacking with my mojo. Like, this sounds really, it's almost not like, God, Tom, you're such a diva. That's not it at all. It's like,
perception is reality, right?
Yeah. There are certain things about my environment that help me just show up, you know, with that passion and confidence that I need to show up with every day.
Yeah. I remember your grand opening when you moved into your offices, and you know, there's certain coaching that was like, Tom, why are you spending all this money? And you and I are visionaries through and through that want to try 10 things before breakfast. And what I'm about to say is we have a great team that's helping us say no. Right. But there's also, we got to challenge the status quo. And I remember all of us kept going outside, even though this office was the place, and everybody kept going outside to see your new kick-ass truck that was totally logoed out with the contractor.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. And it's, you know, we moved out of there. I moved out of there a couple of years ago, and I actually moved, we call it Fight HQ, into my basement here. And the basement, Fight HQ down here is probably, I don't need a lot of space. It's probably 900, maybe 1,000 square feet. But it's decked out. We put some money, got a really cool copper bar and some columns in here. We've got my pool table will be here in a few weeks. We got a, you know, and things like, so we bring people in town every now and then, when they spend a couple of days with me, and we come down here and we woodshed and work on their business and hang out. And
I think there's an important thing you said there is like Art of Construction had expanded into all these offices. And when you did your offices was kind of an inspiration. I'm like, well, I'm going to do the same. We leased this 1500 and they did all this stuff. But I think we're all trying to figure out the new normal. And I think the big paradigm shift coming out of COVID is that it's okay to not drive to meet up in person to do this podcast recording like you and I are doing in Zoom. And it's okay to not have to have all these offices. If you're going to if Fight HQ is the place. And what I'm getting at is mixing or personal and business is all kind of the same stuff of owning your crap is really what, and there's a big, that's the new paradigm shift. Like what, where, how do you show up and what is perceived as the right thing to do? You know,
that's right. Yep.
Well, you mentioned it briefly, but I'm totally stoked. Can you give us, and I know these TV shows like the air dates and the promotion and HGTV. I was involved one for a little while and ended up not coming to fruition. And there's a lot of moving parts to these producers and stuff, but can you give some information on, if nothing else, kind of, you know, where they would go to stay in tune, what it's about, like this new TV show that you're doing?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, HGTV or a production company found me on YouTube, found my YouTube channel, tapped me on the shoulder and asked me to host a show that they wanted to put together. The show is called Unfinished Business. So November of 2020, almost a year ago now, we started filming. The first season is 4 episodes. So we did 4 episodes over the winter last year. Word on the street is it was going to air in the fall, and then they nailed down a date in October. And then literally like yesterday or the day before, I got word that they're actually going to bump it to early January, mid-January of 2022. That way they can do some more promotion and stuff. They literally have done no promotion. And I think they have over 20 new shows on the network and stuff. So, but yeah, it's been a great experience. You know, we're going in and helping people finish, like the name, finish projects that have been stalled for various reasons. I have a general contractor on the team with me. I got a designer, and we go in there and I dig into their brains and go, how did we get here? You know, why has this bathroom been unfinished for 9 years, you know, and stuff like that. So, but we have a good time, man. It's been a great experience, and unless something crazy happens, it'll be out this winter. So.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that. I know. It's a lot of pushing mm-hmm. to make all that stuff work. The other thing that I got in my hand here, winning the contractor fight, HGTV host Tom Reber, man, you're not messing around with multiple stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's on Amazon. You guys were gracious enough to send me a copy. It's easy read. It's super helpful. What's the book all about?
Well, exactly what it's called, winning the contractor fight, which is that war between our ears. And so it's a blend of, it's a quick read. It's 130, 150 pages, something like that. I wrote the book I wanted to read. I like short books that are to the point without a lot of fluff. And so I just share some stories of things I've overcome. I share some how to's, we dig into some mindset, everything from, you know, owning your crap to how you should approach, you know, the money in your business and sales and marketing. And, you know, we do, I think a couple chapters near the end are all about building a team, which is obviously a big challenge for a lot of people in the trades, and just some of my take on that and how I've done it myself and helped others through the years. And yeah, we handed out about 350 copies at our event in Denver last month, and it officially will release on the 23rd of October. But if you guys go to thecontractorfight.com/book, if you're listening to this, you can get it for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. So, or you can go pay for it on Amazon if you want. But if you want a free copy, just go to thecontractorfight.com/book.
Well, that's good insight, right?
Yeah, man.
It's a great book. So we'll make sure to put that in the show notes. So the Art of Construction Tribe, as you and I continue to collaborate, we're both, you know, the podcast mm-hmm. is free on the Art of Construction, and we're all about promoting, you know, all the great platforms out there to break down these silos and build better buildings. And you have a whole platform about Live Unafraid. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you got going with that?
Yeah. So, last year I just, you said it earlier, you and I have 10 ideas before breakfast. Right. And we're visionary, and I've always got something cooking. And I, just tired of seeing so many people in the world sit back and wait for things to happen, I'm of this mindset that, you know, you want something, go get it. Let's, you know, attack each day. Let's win each moment, win each day. And I printed up a shirt and I just threw the words Live Unafraid on it one day. And I was traveling. It was fun. It was a t-shirt. I just threw the t-shirt on and I jumped on a plane. I had like 16 people, 17 people in the airports that day go, where do I get that shirt? And I'm like, I think I have a business. So, we created, a company called We Live Unafraid, weliveunafraid.com. And it's, you know, hasn't happened yet, but we've had some conversations about doing some different type of coaching with that as well, that aren't so much, you know, more performance coaching instead of like, you know, business coaching and stuff. But it's great community over there. We've got, just trying to spread that message, man. Go get what you want, earn your success. The world needs leaders, so step up and be a leader.
Love it, man. So the question we always ask, as we've been doing a lot of stuff with computational design, and when I say the word computational design, that's this architect silo that mm-hmm. how do you get a good set of plans? And you talk a lot about how to bid and make money on your proposals and mm-hmm. be successful. But I spend time and get involved in the contractor fight because there's real problems and then a team that's really helping each other with, you know, helping people all own their crap with real stuff. But my big call to action here and this question that I'm going to ask you is a question I ask everybody. And we just did a whole series of, we're launching the whole Art of Construction IT house. And I'm excited. We've been having a lot of conversations about how we could help mold and just help more contractors live a better life to help build better buildings. And a huge thing is this thing called technology, right? And there, it's changing right in front of us where the architects have to give this plan set to the contractors. And you have found the riches are in the niches and yours is in this home improvement contracting. And I raise my hand and say, home improvement, there's not enough budget to properly have a set of plans. So what do we end up with? We just go do the work instead of actually having everybody on the same page. And I think that's crap that only the big commercial buildings can have computational design and structure around that. And the little guys are the ones that just have to figure it out. Well, that's not true. And so we're passionately building this platform and listening to what we call the Warriors. We have a whole podcast series called For the Blue Collar Warriors. We're actually bringing in the trades and my call to action, any of the fighters that want to talk and reach out to us to hear your story about the real struggle. And at the end of that, we call it the Forge story. And the Forge story is where you have to overcome a problem, just like owning your crap or talking about that you do a great job on your platform, right? And we talk about things like John Stambaugh, my logistics director for the Art of Construction, is the co-host with that on me. And our first podcast, and you can go listen to it, I won't tell the whole story, was we had come together and there was an email chain that was getting turning into a contractor fight. And I said, don't send me another email, call me. And that was our original Forge story. And once we actually talked about it, it changed our relationship forever. And I tell you, Tribe, that's as simple as this stuff is when it comes to, when I ask you the question from the lens of the contractor fight here, Tom, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction for the fighters?
Yeah, well, let me put this up front. Your audience is pretty much way ahead of the average home improvement contractor when it comes to technology, right? So what I say here might, you guys might look at it like it's kindergarten stuff, okay? But what we're seeing a lot of is, you know, you can pick up your phone and you can get a mortgage, you know, you can do all these things with your phone and with technology. And I personally think the residential, you know, average home improvement contractor type industry person, they're usually the late adapters to a lot of these things. And so what we're actually seeing right now is more and more of being able to sell without ever having to go to somebody's home and run around and play the typical estimating game. My sales training program, we've been teaching this for 6 years, but now the technology's coming up. You know, some of our industry partners are building websites for contractors that are actually sales tools and not brochures. You know, we've got, so my crystal ball is I'm starting to see people kind of, what's the word? Amazon-like websites in the trades where.
Yeah, we call it the Amazon effect that we have to change how we do business because the new buyer just expects to get a house like they order their diapers through automated on Amazon.
Yeah. You know, so if, you know, a painting contractor would be like, you know, you type in your dimensions of the room, you hit a button and it spits out everything it's going to cost to paint the room. And then when you're checking out, we're starting to see things like, hey, other people, you know, throw an accent wall in for this. And then other people, you know, and other people have bought this and here's a maintenance package, you know, or whatever that you can upgrade to and get a discount on now and stuff. So I'm starting to see some of that coming. I think in the next 5 years, the contractors that are winning the most are going to have that sort of sales tool happening for them online.
Couldn't agree more. And if you go, we just launched a deep dive series called the AOC IT House, where it's a 4-podcast series that talks through the foundational elements of how that actually works. And that's where we have a bunch of events coming out of how that process works. But the challenge of this whole thing, there's a lot of new, really cool tools out there, but they're super expensive. So the small time contractor is kind of left out in the wind and it's left to these huge commercial contractors. So I am determined to help build tools that are good for the art of construction for everybody, because that's where we all have to come together, right?
Yep,
and they have to be easy to use too, because connecting the field to the office or in the home improvement industry is connecting the work to the homeowner. There's so much emotion there, and you don't just want to show up and throw up and then whatever you end up doing, hope they like or they don't like. Like, that is a tough way to do business. And with technology, people don't settle for that anymore. So you better figure that part out, right?
Well, it's the Wayne Gretzky thing. You know, you got to skate to where the puck is going, not to where it is. And that's what I said earlier. The average home improvement contractor is just behind on this stuff because they're still stuck in their business and they're not implementing some of the things that, you know, consumers are expecting now.
Yeah. The flip side of that right now, when I said connecting technology to handshakes or your crystal ball, he said it's the actual humans. And I thought that was such a great tagline because, as Mike Tyson says, everybody should have a plan until they get punched in the face. And so that's the part where we have to figure this whole thing out of. Technology is changing so quick, but if you don't start getting involved, you're going to get left in the dust, right? So that's where I'm excited for the conversations, you know, the contractor fight and the art of construction about you and I who are passionate about this, that we our blood, sweat, and tears, we will step up and we will fight for you warriors and fighters and contractors at these different events, because we know you are the lifeline of the construction industry and your voice has to be heard, but people are struggling to listen because there's an app for that, no doubt, but do you know how to use it? Right.
Right.
So in closing, Tom, what is that one thing for contractors and affiliates you want to leave them with to think about to go out and crush it and grow their business?
Oh man, you know, it's hands down for me. It's be picky about who you hang out with. You know, you become who you hang with. You know, if you see somebody who smokes, chances are their friends smoke. Somebody who's overweight, chances their close friends are overweight. So we rub off on each other's. And I can tell you hands down, I've watched so many people kick total ass in their life and their business just by making that one shift of picking their tribe carefully. You're not on an island. You're not alone. So I would really encourage people just be really picky about who you choose to hang out with, and you're already ahead of the game right there.
Love it. Well, what's the next event you guys got going on?
We have an event in Nashville, we call Nash Vegas. We do it every year down there. It's usually about 75 or so companies come in, and we do some sales training for home improvement contractors, basically to work on their whole sales process, make sure that they're delivering great experiences, not wasting time on tire kickers, and selling at higher profits, man, bringing respect back to what they're doing.
Love it. Well, stay tuned with both of the stuff. It's fun to have you back into the art of construction. You and our teams are collaborating on a lot of really cool stuff in 2022, where the IT House is where we launched my new retreat location in Westcliff, Colorado. And, you know, us here both in Colorado, we got a lot of great leaders of the tribe around here, and who knows what's next, but we got a lot of stuff brewing that we can only tell you what's for sure, right? You and I have 10 ideas before breakfast, but we don't want to put a bunch of garbage out there. We got to have our teams make sure we put a system out there that works, right?
Yeah, they got to poke some holes in it, man, before we can release anything. So it's got to make sure it's going to go off without a hitch. So
awesome. Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming in, man. We're so proud of you on the Art of Construction way at going. We're honored to be affiliates with what we got going on. And, you know, contractors, pay attention to this. Like, you are the secret sauce of the Art of Construction. But earn your keep, right?
There you go, man. Awesome. I appreciate you having me back.
Cool. Crush it out there, tribe.